because I was singled out in 21 and put up a hard fight, I believe I'm being singled out in 2023. All of my stuff went up. Every single thing went up. You guys already heard multiple properties. Other properties were under contract and sold. I found out today that two of the properties that are vacant up until April and May of this year were taxed for this year until they're occupied by a rule you guys have. I have a copy of it here somewhere. They don't get taxed until they're occupied. So there's two credits there that I'll be applying for.
Steve, are these properties that you have under appeal?
No.
Okay. No. We're just
no. I just found the rule, so I can't. I didn't know that the rule was. I thought it was when it was completed, but it's when it's occupied.
Okay. And then, but this is the only property that you have up here for today.
Correct.
Anyway. Yes. Do you have any other ones coming up?
I don't think I have any more filled out for this year.
Okay. Right. Anything else?
So that's that part. I mentioned all these. The normal standard policy has been here for years. If you occupy your house in that year, at some point it is not taxed. It has always run that way. Don't know if it's changed. So if it's the other thing that I have is if you want to see them, here's the bills showing when the house was completed. So, light fixtures and electrician bills and plumber's bills. And
you're talking about this particular property and when was this that it was completed?
Early,
or are you talking about the other?
This is my house
right.
That we're talking about. This is early May.
Okay.
Okay, that we moved in. We moved in, went on vacation, unpacked when we got back.
Certificate of occupancy was issued in?
They don't issue them in Taney County.
They don't? Okay.
No. So you don't get them.
Okay. You didn't, but you moved in May. Okay.
It's right at the 1st of May.
Okay.
And then, I don't know what else you want here.
I want you to tell us what.
I can do a couple hours work and probably find another 50 properties that still haven't been assessed. And I don't know why I'm being singled out. And I have this little thing I put together. You can kind of see. This is a picture of my house looking on Beacon, somewhere in there. If you go through each and every single page, it gets bigger. You have to click in 8 or 9 times and search to find that house. Okay? It's in the middle of almost 15,000 acres with no houses and no new construction. No reason for anybody to be looking there other than, maybe it's the White River thing. I called the cities and counties, and they said they do give reports to the assessor's office, and the county says they give some reports of the new construction being built also to the assessor's office.
Okay.
So that's all I have, but all this other stuff's not making it on there.
Okay, Steve, I'm obviously going to let the assessor try to answer some questions. Let's keep it okay. Let's keep it fact-based and explain why it was assessed, et cetera. And just do the same courtesy. I stopped her from talking during yours. Please do the same.
So I get one stop talking. I get it.
I'm out. All right.
Well,
go ahead.
I like Steve, so I don't have a problem with this. Like I said, on the occupancy, we are an occupancy county, and he should only be assessed from when he occupied it. So he should only be so many months this year, but then next year the rest of it would go on there. So if you moved in May, you would just pay from June on, half the year, and then the rest would go on 24 because we can add on. How they found your house, I have no idea. I told you before we went on the microphone, I have one full-time and one part-time assessor at this moment. We're catching everything we can. We're trying to hire people. I think when I talk to you, you're trying to hire people. We're just looking for somebody to work. but we don't pick you out.
Okay. So what you're saying is basically he would get, it would be 7 months, 7/12 of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And then, like I said, in 24, even though it's not an assessment year, because it's a new property, it would still go on.
Okay.
As new construction.
All right. Steve?
I disagree 100%. Because they've missed so many other properties that were built and finished last year, 2017, 2018, 2019, which some of those were maybe prior to, but the majority of these were completed last year. They all got meters last year. Most of them are White River Electric, so if we didn't talk about Liberty Electric, we talked about White River, then they would have all the same stuff. Most of them are in the county, is what's being missed. The cities apparently are doing a better job of making sure their properties get through and put on the tax bracket so they start collecting their taxes.
Okay.
So I feel singled out, and I don't feel mine should have been assessed this year at all. Nobody should have been there, nobody should have shown up, and nobody should have done anything.
Well, I'm assuming, Steve, that if they find out about it, that they're going to try to come out there. I mean, I don't know how they found out about it.
I
don't know the answer to that question, but if please tell me. You do, okay.
Right there.
All right. I've told the board already that I have to abstain from a vote on this, but I'm still chairman, so I'm trying to regulate this conversation. Does the board have questions about this? There doesn't appear to be a dispute on value. It's a question of discrimination as to this year. I guess you're not disputing as to next year, but you're disputing it as to this year. Is that my understanding?
Correct.
Okay.
But it technically rolls through until the next assessor's in place, and that's when it should be assessed.
If it's new construction, they can go out when that's completed, but I...
Okay. Again, they've missed 17 properties I've looked up in a very short period of time.
Can I ask if those are all in Hollister?
No, they're all in Taney County. They're all over Taney County.
What he's saying is that the city seemed to be, that the assessor's office seems to have hit the...
And I understand that. But however, I think Susan has stated a few times already that they only assessed Hollister except for new builds.
We concentrated on Hollister. Whenever we saw new things come up, we tried to pick them up. But again, I just don't have the manpower right now. I mean, I'm sorry, it is.
Hollister was missed one that I know of. As far as the rest, they're in Taney County.
Yeah, but you're lucky, Steve, because you're a builder and you know who's building where.
Okay, well, you know, I just drove down the road and found several. I mean, I don't drive around. I'm semi-retired. I sit at home, play at the farm. I go into town. I don't follow other builders. I don't have time for them.
Well, will you come work for me?
No, I don't want to work for you.
All right, guys.
That's for sure.
We had one other one we talked about in the first couple of days. It was somewhat similar. The guy was this, I think it was a Chateau Mountain. Is commercial different?
That's the one he wants occupancy also. He was supposed to bring us information when he occupied it. I haven't heard anything.
Okay, so...
It was the two-bedroom ones.
Okay, so we're treating those the same.
The same, yeah. And we... the guy who did those was out there, and it looked finished. I mean, everything else was finished. There was...
Yeah.
Board have any other questions?
No.
I mean, basically, this is a discrimination claim, as I understand it.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, I think what we're trying to do is follow, you know, be consistent. Is basically when you occupy it, and we'll say from that day forward, we'll assess it.
Right.
Right. So in this case, we assess it for a full 12 months. And so I would say I would recommend that we prorate it based on when it was occupied. to be consistent.
Right, which is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion?
That was my motion.
Okay. So the motion is to approve the assessed value but prorated so that it only applies to seven out of 12 months. Is that correct? Is that the motion?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Chairman abstains. Steve?
Hey. Yep. I'm taking it to the next step.
Okay. All right. All right. And I think now we have Kayla. Yes.
The lease said that Ms. Stern-Paul, she did call in, she did call in the board letter.
Okay. Okay, we'll get through that K-Lock here.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
And please tell me your name.
My name's Rachel Quills. I've got something prepared here to read to you, but if you want to ask me questions first, that's okay too.
Well, I don't know if I can help shorten this or do something. I think a lot of us are, you know, in Fort Tana County are familiar with K-Life. And,
okay,
K-Life is, we've received information here, K-Life is a 501c3.
That's correct.
Okay. I also received some bylaws, but this is my fifth year doing this. We've had other organizations come up here. The main thing that I want to make sure that is clarified is you can have a business operating as a 501c3, but the real estate, depending on what happens to that real estate, if it's in that 501c3 corporation, if that real estate doesn't go to a charitable purpose afterwards, in other words, upon termination
correct.
Of that, that's what I was hoping to see in the documents and the bylaws didn't show that.
We do actually have that. In fact, if we were to disband at any time, that was part of our agreement, even in the purchase of our building, that building and any asset that we may have has to go to another youth ministry.
Do you have that scheme?
In the event of it, I'm trying to think if we've got that in writing I'm sure we do. And our headquarters, I'm just a volunteer board president. Honestly,
right.
I'm kind of scratching my head as to why I'm even here, because we've never dealt with this property tax issue before, because we are 100% a full-time ministry. We don't use our building for anything but full-time ministry.
Sure.
We don't charge kids to come. The board is made up of nine individuals, myself, the board president, Ms. Ray, Dan Seitz, Jimmy Funderburk. You know, we raise 100% of the money that goes into this ministry. We have two full-time staff members who have summer jobs. Our budget is $140,000 a year.
Right.
A $10,000 tax bill would be on nearly 10% of our budget.
Sure.
But we think we meet every one of the Franciscan tests, you know, according to what should be property tax exempt.
Right.
And so I can tell you a little bit about why. I've got something prepared here, but if you've got questions, I'll answer them first. So.
Well, first of all, can you get us the documentation on that? What happens on termination? You should have.
I would imagine that we have that. Yes, like I said, I'm a volunteer, so
sure you do.
I'm certain that we do. Our head, the gentleman who's in charge of the national director for K-Life, who doesn't work for us, but he is a resource for us. He is on vacation this week, but I can email his secretary and ask her if she's got that. I did bring you all of our. I brought you our budget, our profit and loss. Where it shows that we're losing money every year, not making any money, barely making budget. I brought you our tax-exempt information from the state and from the federal. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think I've kind of looked through all that, and I think the board has seen that. We're familiar with the group.
Okay.
But we just, for real estate tax purposes.
Sure. You just really want a documentation that says we have to give this away to some other charity.
it should be either, it's, I don't see it in the bylaws, but it should be